This is God Talk from Saffron Planet.
To be honest, at my CU at university, though, me and one other, out of about 40 of us, we're the only ones that actually have any Christian background in terms of upbringing. Because I actually think, and also at our church, you know, I think actually it's those that were raised with Christian families that are actually can very easily struggle. Easily, because it suddenly becomes a completely different thing. Yeah. But I think if you find it on your own almost, you find it between you and God, and it's quite difficult to have a relationship with you and God if your parents have been such a key part of it. I think that's why there's sometimes a struggle. But I think, you know, God is a just God, and, you know, in Revelation where it talks about all the end times and stuff, you know, the angels are singing about the justice of God. And, you know, within that there is the space that we will all have an opportunity and an understanding to a degree of God and what's happened. Does that make sense? I do think
everybody will be given the chance to understand and be given the choice.
I don't know whether that means now, after, in the middle, however, but I do think there will be a justice, but we should be called to look for things now, because it's not just about getting into heaven. God is not just a ticket into heaven. It's actually a ticket to a life that's fulfilled to its fullness.
That's why I think the New Age is so up and coming at the moment, because I do believe everybody is looking for something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're all searching, and it just depends which door you're going to knock on. And as the Lord says, knock on the door and I will open it.
Yeah. But also, I think if someone is on a genuine search, seeking you shall find, I think is a major thing for me. Even if you're seeking in the wrong place, if your seeking is genuine, God sees that as a beacon or something, you know. Yeah. And he'll work a way for you to understand. You as an individual will become to understand that truth. Yeah. So I feel that happened to me.
Yeah.
I've seen other people.
But I can understand, taking Michelle's example to an extreme, how difficult it must be for those, say, brought up in a Muslim, you know, in a totally different belief system. And perhaps with good parents who are practicing Muslims, but are not in the truth.
Yeah.
You know, as far as we see it, that must be quite difficult for them to actually break out.
Particularly when they're threatened with death if they do change their faith.
Yeah.
But the Quran, the kind of extension of what they're saying is that these Muslims, Jews, whoever people from other faiths, etc., however good and honest they are, they're not going to get into the kingdom because they've not accepted Christ.
Yeah, because you cannot be, in order to be there, you have to be 100% good, and no one's 100% good. And the only way you can do that is by Jesus saying, I've paid the price, I'm 100% good, they're part of me.
See, when I listen to people like Jonathan Sacks, Inderjit Singh, I hear the Spirit of God in them.
Mm. Well, yes,
I find it really difficult to believe in a God who would reject them, because
he doesn't reject anybody.
They didn't believe.
He doesn't reject them. They reject him. If someone rejects him, he will not force himself on them.
My interpretation of Jesus is a much wider one than yours. I think there is God. I think that in the end, Jesus is the truth. God is the truth. And Jesus is the truth. And I think the truth is found in all religions. It's not the perfect truth. It's not the one that's revealed in Christ. But it is nonetheless.
But when those truths, when those so-called truths in all different religions that are diametrically opposed to the truth in another religion, is truth and the opposite of it the same?
No, I don't think that's true.
If Buddhism
there are so many of the people who are true believers in the faith, when they get together and they start to talk,
but some people believe in Satanism. It doesn't mean Buddhism, take Buddhism for example. Buddhism is basically atheism in a mystical form.
They don't believe in God.
No. So it's a mystical, atheism. In the Quran, you know, ultimately Jews and Christians are dhimmi. They are, you know, they are below the second class citizens, and pagans are to be, you know, by lots of interpretations, can be killed, and anybody that departs from the faith can be killed. You know, is that as true as the loving Jesus that we all know is real?
This is God Talk from Saffron Planet.